Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 49 of Joshua, living the victorious life. God's power through an outstretched arm is today's title. Deuteronomy 7:17 through 19 says, "If you say in your heart, 'These nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them?' you shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all of Egypt, the great trials that your eyes saw, the signs, the wonders, the mighty hand, and the outstretched arm, by which the Lord your God brought you out. So will the Lord your God do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid." Our text today is Joshua 8:18 through 29. "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'Stretch out the javelin that is in your hand towards Ai, for I will give it into your hand.' And Joshua stretched out the javelin that was in his hand toward the city. And the men in the ambush rose quickly out of their place, and as soon as he had stretched out his hand, they ran and entered the city and captured it, and they hurried to set the city on fire. So when the men of Ai looked back, behold, the smoke of the city went up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that, for the people who fled to the wilderness turned back against the pursuers. And when Joshua and all of Israel saw that the ambush had captured the city, and that the smoke of the city went up, then they turned back and struck down the men of Ai. And the others came out from the city against them. So they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side, some on that side. And Israel struck them down, until there was left none that survived or escaped. But the king of Ai took alive and brought him near Joshua. When Israel had finished killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the open wilderness, where they pursued them, and all of them to the very last had fallen by the edge of the sword, all Israel returned to Ai and struck it down with the edge of the sword. And all who fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, all of the people of Ai. But Joshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the javelin until he had devoted all the inhabitants of Ai to destruction. Only the livestock and the spoil of that city Israel took as their plunder, according to the word of the Lord that he commanded Joshua. So Joshua burned Ai and made it forever a heap of ruins, as it is to this day. And he hanged the king of Ai on a tree until evening. And at sunset, Joshua commanded, and they took his body down from the tree and threw it at the entrance of the gate of the city, and raised over it a great heap of stones, which stands there to this day." God divinely brought about a dramatic victory for Israel against Ai. Joshua held out his hand with a javelin pointing toward the city until every inhabitant of Ai was destroyed. There was no possible way for Joshua, in his own strength, to hold a javelin with an outstretched arm in the time it would take for the entire battle of Ai to take place. Compare this with Israel's battle against Amalek in Exodus 17. So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed, and whenever he lowered his hands, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and one on the other side. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun, and Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. Moses needed the help of Aaron and Hur to keep his hands raised for the battle of Amalek. During Israel's fight against Ai, God gave Joshua the strength and endurance to keep his javelin arm raised. It was only by the hand of God that Joshua held out his hand. This defeat showed the power of God's hand to save and his arm to provide. Scripture is full of references to God's mighty outstretched arm. Note the two examples below. Psalm 136, verse 12. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. Isaiah 14, 26 and 27. This is the purpose that is proposed concerning the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? As Scripture declares, God's hand is over every nation on the earth. By his own hand, he brought judgment against Ai, and he gave victory to Israel. David Howard, in the New American Commentary series, shares an insightful word from Joshua 8, 18 through 19. Joshua was to hold out the weapon in his hand as a signal for the ambush force to begin their attack on Ai. God's provision was evident here. As we can see in a play on words, your hand, Joshua was to stretch out the weapon in your hand because God was going to give the city into your hand. The weapon itself was not going to win the victory. God was going to give it. May we learn along with Joshua and all of Israel that unless God's hand is upon us, we will not prevail. Questions to consider. In what ways has God extended his hand to you and provided for your victories? What does Acts 4, 29 through 30 say about God's mighty hand and outstretched arm? And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your mighty outstretched hand. Teach us how to trust that you are at work in the midst of the battles, and show us how to have the strength to keep our hand raised when you ask us to. In Christ's name, amen.